3 months ago, activist and filmmaker Bree Newsom scaled the flagpole in front of the South Carolina State House and unclipped the Confederate battle flag. And she made this statement to police officers and onlookers.
You come against me with hatred and oppression and violence. I come against you in the name of God. This flag comes down today.
And that, of course, propelled Bree Newsom into the national debate, not only about the Confederate flag, but modern-day activism. And within the next couple of hours, Bree Newsom will be the feature conversation with Agnes Scott President Elizabeth Kiesch, and they both are in our studio. Thank you, ladies, for joining us. We appreciate that.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Bree, I'll start with you, because you've always been involved in sort of social activism prior to that Saturday, June 27th. So this wasn't like you just said, oh, I'm going to do something to shock the world. You have been involved in some activism before.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I really didn't label myself an activist. That's only been kind of like within the past 2 years. Like a lot of other young people, I got involved in the movement after the Trayvon Martin case. And I was living in, you know, North Carolina at the time, and we had a huge assault on like our voting rights and a lot of other things. So that's kind of what propelled me into it. So I've been an activist, you know, for a while, and you can, you know, ask people who know me for a while. the Confederate flag action wasn't a complete surprise.
Because you were part of a sit-in as well.
Absolutely, yes. Back in 2013, I participated in a sit-in in the state capitol in North Carolina over the voting rights issue, and I was arrested at that time as well.
What did your mother say when she saw you on TV and hauled off and in handcuffs?
Well, fortunately, my conversation with my mom didn't happen until I had was already in jail. I got to talk to her about 2 hours after the fact. She had calmed down a little bit. So by the time I talked to her, she was okay. The initial reaction, I don't think, was quite as positive, but.
Bria, I would love to get your thoughts, and Dr. Kiesch will get to you in just a second, but I'd love to get your thoughts on activism as a whole, mm-hmm. not just social activism from one side of the political or social spectrum. As we've seen in the last 10 years or so, things like the rise of the Tea Party, the pro-life movement staging sit-ins and blockades at clinics. I mean, pick your side, pick your... There's a lot more in the street than we've seen in quite a long time. Why do you think that is?
I think a lot of that has to do with the breakdown in the system, like in the legislative process that's going on. I think you see a lot more people kind of taking to the streets on both sides, frankly, because they're losing faith in the, you know, standard process for addressing their concerns.
Then how would you like to see the government respond to that? In other words, to take the message of the streets from wherever it is and say, look, we can actually turn some of this into action. Or do you think that because of the push from activists, that that's one reason why there's a gridlock right now?
Well, there shouldn't be a gridlock. I mean, this is really how democracy should operate, right? It should be a groundswell from the people. We should have people constantly involved in the process. I think a lot of times, especially in America, there's kind of this mythos that progress is just kind of this natural thing that happens with time. And that's really not the case. Everything that we have, including a weekend, which is coming up right now, is the result of you know, activism over time.
Dr. Kiesch, I want to bring you into this conversation, because whether we're talking about the Confederate flag or Ferguson, immigration, human and civil rights, women's rights, Are you encouraged with this generation in terms of being more involved in social issues? Because we had been hearing, well, there's such a disconnect with the younger generation, and obviously those that might have been involved in the civil rights movement or the women's movement during the 70s. Are you encouraged when you hear from Bree's generation?
I'm tremendously encouraged, and I think for, you know, we're going to have a lot of students hearing from Bree this afternoon, and, you know, students today, they see a world that is, you know, race relations. We've had a lot of issues around race relations, a lot of issues around exclusion and violence, and they're looking for examples of how people are engaging in positive action. And so this is an important moment for activism for young people, and it's a great time to bring people like Bree to our college campus.
And let's also focus on this, because for women and for young women, Agnes Scott is in the business of educating young women, future leaders of tomorrow. You bring in someone like Bree to have that conversation. But I think it's also important too, Bree's a woman of color too. And often we hear there are different set of circumstances unique to different demographics. based on culture and everything like that. So, Bria, I'll toss this to you. Do you agree with that? And do you understand that there is some unique situations for women of color when it comes to certain issues?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, that's why we, and you see this going on a lot with the modern movement. We talk a lot about intersectionality, right? And that's really understanding how there are, you know, certain issues like we have, you know, sexism and racism. These are issues. As a Black woman, I deal with those things at the same time, and I can't necessarily separate the two. Or we talk about the intersections of race and poverty. So I think it's very important that we recognize intersectionality.
Dr. Keish.
Absolutely. And I think for us at Agnes Scott, you know, we're launching a new initiative, Summit, which is really focused on equipping every student to be a change agent in a global society. And I think one of the things that was so powerful about Bree's action in South Carolina was that she connected it not only to a deep history in right here in the American South, but to things that are going on around the world, because, you know, we are part of a whole global movement of people standing up for dignity and facing extraordinary violence and inequality. And so for students of color as well as white students, we have a very diverse community at Agnes Scott. We want all of them to be equipped to think deeply about these issues.
And when it comes to women's activism particularly, Dr. Keish, I'll start with you, but Bria, I also want to hear from you on this one. Are young women aware of the history of women's activism? I mean, in this country, you can go back even to women in the abolitionist movement, women in the suffrage movement, and we're about to see a movie come out about Mrs. Pankhurst over in Britain for the drive for women's voting rights. So are the young women aware that there is all this history, and are those tactics, though, still the same, or are they able to pick up something that says, okay, this is going to be effective in getting what we want?
Well, I think there hasn't been enough attention paid to the incredibly important leadership role that women have played in all progressive social movements, including the civil rights movement. So it's very important for Agnes Scott as a women's college to lift that up. So we're going to be performing an opera about Fannie Lou Hamer this spring, for example. You know, the Rosa Parks and Fannie Lou Hamers of the world are incredibly important. Some tactics, I think our current students can learn from what the suffragettes did, certainly from what folks like Fannie Lou Hamer did. There are also new things, you know. Twitter is certainly a new tactic.
Yes, absolutely.
Fannie Lou Hamer didn't have Twitter.
No, she didn't. Fannie Lou Hamer didn't need Twitter. She's a very powerful woman.
Absolutely.
I would say absolutely what we see happening in this modern movement is more young women kind of being in leadership roles. And in those roles, what's really beautiful at the same time is they're lifting up the names of women who were, you know, very prominent in the movement in the past. Women, as you said, have always been huge change agents, just didn't always get the credit for it. We're often kind of buried in history, and we're making sure that we lift those names back up. In terms of tactics, yes, there's a lot of reaching back and looking at things that happened in the past, but also really trying to be innovative. I see a lot of creative and innovative tactics going on.
What, for instance, just give us one.
I was just up in New York talking with this group called Shut It Down. They go into Grand Central Station about once a week, and they like read out the names of different cases, just like trying to just raise awareness, you know, about the cases. So people are really kind of taking different innovative tactics to just really kind of force the topic. And then, as you know, Dr. Keish said, social media has been very powerful in that way, in that we are really able to kind of drive the narrative in a way that we haven't been able to before. Average people are able to kind of get on the loudspeaker and say, this is what we need to be talking about right now.
Well, Bree, and speaking of driving that narrative, you're a filmmaker as well.
Yes.
So how much will this figure into your future and in terms of what you want to do?
Well, I definitely am big on arts and communication and using that in the movement. I think that when you look back at any movement, the arts has always been a very important part of it. And I think that what we're going to be seeing coming up in this next year is probably a really big explosion in more arts and music and culture related to the movement.
Dr. Keish, Agnes Scott obviously is a small liberal college, arts college, but based on what Bree just said, are you hopeful that you will have some Bree Newsom? You may have some Bree Newsoms already there that are coming out.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And, and you know, I think that's actually one of the really exciting things about having Bree is we want to connect the liberal arts to leadership. And she's a great example of that. But as Bree said, across history, we have seen people connecting the arts, connecting history, connecting all these important liberal arts disciplines to their leadership in building a better world.
Now, I have to ask you, back in the day, that's a nice way of saying it, were you out there climbing some of your own flagpoles, in a sense?
Well, I've never climbed a flagpole, but I have
you've been
participated in some protests in my day. Yes, indeed.
Do you tell those stories to the students?
I do. Yes, I do. And I actually had students sit in my office last year, which was a lot of fun. They actually gave me some warning, so it was fun.
President of Agnes Scott College, President Dr. Elizabeth Keish, we appreciate you taking time. Bree, as always, we want you to come back. I got to ask you, are your legal issues all that straightened out?
I have a court on November 19th in Columbia, South Carolina. So we're still facing those charges.
Will your mother be there?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Kind of had that feeling. Thank you both for joining us. We really appreciate
it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.